I'm here to be an all-time great.
You're now rocking with the best.
Purple and yellow.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back.
Oh, he's smoking hot.
The latest Laker news.
Another great Showtime feed.
The greatest Laker show.
This is going to be legendary for a long time.
Lakers all day.
Go Lakers.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Big Baby Jonathan here. Welcome to Laker Now. I'm your host, Big Baby Jonathan Sofa, and my co-host, Corey Harrison. Welcome to the show, man. How's it going, man?
Man, tough loss.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. Lakers lose 113-97. Lakers fall to 51-17. Houston is 43-25, man. We're going to get right into it, man. Lakers played horrible tonight. Lakers haven't made the playoffs in 7 years, and Lakers want to come out like this. You know, Lakers can't be doing that, man. Lakers got to step up defensively, offensively. We just shot, and here's the crazy thing, Corey. We shot 2-for-19 from three. That's unacceptable overall, man. I didn't like the way we played tonight. You know, there's flashes of Kuzma playing defense on James Harden, but overall, we didn't play good tonight. So what was your thoughts about tonight's game overall?
So overall, just looking at the game, how it started, I saw the Lakers come out slow like they've been coming out the last couple games, like, you know, with OKC, and it trickled down to this game too. Mm-hmm. Three-point shooting is not even there. It's like a lost art form for them right now. When you have Danny Green out there, he's a three-point marksman. He's a specialist at three-point. He didn't even attempt a three today. Then you had, just looking at the stats a little bit closer, you had Quinn Cook out there that played 29 minutes. And he got the nod because we have some key people out. We had LeBron out. We also had Caruso out. We also don't have Avery Bradley or Rondo. So we're basically just throwing things out there and just hoping something sticks. And we're trying to see what we have depth-wise as we get into the playoffs, so that some guys are either playing for a playoff position or playing out of a playoff position. So let's just start with Quinn Cook. He played 29 minutes. He only had 6 points. He attempted three threes, and he didn't make any of them. Mm-hmm. He was only 16% from the field. That's horrible. I don't see him playing any kind of rotational minutes in the playoffs at all. And we go to Danny Green. He played 24 mm-hmm. minutes, didn't even attempt a three. He didn't make a three. He didn't attempt a three. He played 24 minutes, 10 points, and he was 71%. So he's highly efficient, but we mm-hmm. paid him to be a three-point threat. He wasn't. Kyle Kuzma has been consistent. He was 50% from the field, had 21 points. And I think that he's going to have to play big like that or continue this, you know, this arc. He's going to have to be the Lakers' defensive third scorer. Mm-hmm. AD, seeing him roaming around the perimeter, not getting into the lanes and clogging those lanes up. Guys were making easy layups. That shouldn't happen when you got Anthony Davis out there. He's 6'10". He should be redirecting shots, especially when he plays the five. Caldwell Pope, I mean, he was Caldwell Pope today. I mean, he wasn't great. He wasn't horrible, but he wasn't, you know, a game changer. Markieff Morris, I don't understand, you know, that pickup at all still. We also did see Talen Horton, our rookie, come in, the rookie out of Chicago, mm-hmm. From Chicago. He played some, you know, okay, I guess, you know, but just, you know, I just see Frank Vogel emptying out the bench and trying to see exactly what he has on the bench. Also, you know, in the fourth quarter, we did make a comeback. We made a good run. Mm-hmm. We got the game within 5 points, and then right, you know, I think I went to go use the restroom, and they was right back up by 15 points again. I mean, this Houston roster, just getting into them, you had James Harden. He was phenomenal. 35 minutes, he only took 19 shots, and he had 39 points. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. And then you had, you know, some of the role players. You know, Ben McLemore, he was 30 minutes, he had 20 points, but he was lights out from three. He was 5 for 10, mm-hmm. 50% from mm-hmm. three. That'll work. You had, you know, guys, you know, stepping up, hitting big threes. You had Jeff Green hitting big threes. Robert Covington was efficient. Mm-hmm. PJ Tucker. He 36 minutes. He had 6 points, but he was efficient as well. You know, these guys. I mean, this small ball lineup. They can shoot. We know that. Mm-hmm. You know, defensively, they're getting a lot better. They're picking up a lot of fouls, but mm-hmm. they're smart with their fouls. So they have to be physical because they're small. But you know, that's my overall take. You know, from what I've seen, the Lakers are gonna have to pick it up. You know, they're coming out really slow. You know, you can see they're emptying out the bench. They're, you know, trying to see what they have depth wise, but some of these guys are really not gonna get any kind of playoff minutes because of, you know, what we're seeing on film, especially Quinn Cook. This was his time to shine. This was his time to, you know, show why we picked him up, why we gave him this opportunity, and he hasn't been playing. And so mm-hmm. this was his opportunity to be able to show us what he has, and he didn't give us anything. This was a big game for him. You know, we already locked up the number one seed, but this is time for guys to, you know, make a push to this, the you know, so Frank Vogt can trust them. But mm-hmm. now I'm looking at, like, do we see why you don't play? Mm. But, you know, go ahead. I mean, I don't want to take off all the time, but I'm just really upset with these Lakers right now, man.
No, it's all good, man. You can be upset. So am I. I'm really upset at Anthony Davis because 5 for 8 from the field, 17 points, 12 assists. You got to take it to the paint, man. You got to quit getting afraid by the double teams. That's the one thing about Anthony Davis I want him to work on for the playoffs. He gets double teamed a lot, and he shuts the game out. Every time he gets double teamed, he doesn't be aggressive. You got to be aggressive. Put the ball in the post and go to work. And my brother, shout out to my brother Michael. He said, if Anthony Davis doesn't score 40, we're going to lose tonight. And sure enough, he did not score 40. Sure enough. But I just don't like what I'm seeing from Lakers right now. You know, just we seem lackadaisical. You know, we always start off slow. And here's what the Lakers do. They always fall asleep. You know, I know the rust 4 or 5 months, but you got to get it together. Because if Lakers get in the – let's say if the playoffs start tomorrow, it would be a tough task for Lakers to even win a playoff game in a sense because LeBron, AD – I know times they score 42 points, LeBron doing his thing, but I don't know, man. I'm just a little bit worried now. Now I'm starting to see why Avery Bradley's a big part of this team. Now I see why Rajon Rondo is a big part of this team. You know, Alex Caruso is talented, but he's right. Daniel Ortiz said it best. He's inexperienced, and it's showing, you know. And here's what I want the Lakers to do. Figure it out now, because if you figure it out now, you can get better. But if Lakers don't figure it out, it's going to be a long playoffs. That's just how I feel. And you're right, Corey. Remember when you said Lakers ain't the favorite? Remember that?
Yeah.
And I can start to see why now.
You know? You just see a lot of teams that are progressively getting a lot better. You know, this Portland team is looking scary. And Memphis, they're playing themselves out of their playoff position. So it's looking like Portland is for real. And it's almost certain that we possibly are going to get them first round. Your thoughts on that?
Portland, they're scary, but I feel like the Lakers can match up well because everybody's talking about Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Carmelo Anthony, and everybody's talking about, I know Rajon Rondo's not playing or Avery Bradley, but if you look at it, if you put LeBron and Damian Lillard, I feel like LeBron could do a good job on Damian Lillard, but I just feel like that Portland is not like that scary. No, Damian Lillard dropped 42 points, 12 assists tonight, or 45 or 12 assists. But for me, man, teams play way different in the playoffs. You know, remember when the Cavs and Miami Heat would always struggle throughout the whole season? In the last couple games, they struggle, and then everybody's talking about, oh, can they get it together? Can they do this, do that? And then as soon as the playoffs start, they click. But I think it's a little bit different in the sense because we're in the bubble, and even LeBron James said it best. It's difficult for him at times, you know. He's away from his family, you know, and I feel like it's affecting them. And I feel like all these players and teams are affected by not seeing their family, which is understandable. Family comes first at the end of the day, but it's basketball. You gotta, you know, play through anything. But I understand why certain teams and players are affected by not seeing their family, you know.
You made a point about the Lakers matching up well with Portland. I want to kind of go back to that.
Okay.
Portland just played a really dominant Denver Nugget team.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat them convincingly. You had Damian Lillard. He played 40 minutes with 45 points.
45 points, okay.
And on 21 shots. He was 61% from the three-point line. You had the next lead scorer on their team, Gary Trent, which is really, really showing that he can actually play in this league. He had 27 points. Yusuf Nurkic, their big man, had 22 points.
Mm-hmm.
And this team is for real. They're a very dangerous team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see we matching them, you know, point for, you know, shot for shot, because our 3-point shooting is not there at all.
When you say they're dangerous, do you see them a championship contending team?
I don't see them as a championship contending team because I don't see anybody on that team that has that kind of experience. And I just feel like they're going to run into a situation where, you know, their lack of experience is going to, you know, rear its ugly head in the playoffs. But they actually can give a good contending team a run, you know, the Lakers. If the Lakers don't get it together, they're gonna run into a team that's a little bit more hungry than they are, and, you know, can run on the floor a little bit faster and bury team from 3-point line. You know, they're gonna have to find some 3-point shooting. You know, the league has evolved. That 3-point shot. A lot of, you know, you got big men out there. You got fives out there that can stretch the floor and hit threes. Like, we cannot, like, be missing a bunch of key three-pointers like that. And it's been, you know, just inconsistent. You know, we have guys that's known for shooting threes, not taking threes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. And also, too, man, I just feel like, to be honest, I feel like the Lakers are just – saving their energy for the playoffs. That's how I feel, you know. But I just feel like the Lakers are just, okay, we clinched the number one seed. Let's just go through the motions, because I don't see that passion, that hustle that, like, that was before the pandemic happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you know, Frank Vogel's positive about what, like, he's not discouraged. He's positive about what's going on. He's just, that's what he's supposed to say as a coach. You want, you know. And I want to get into Quinn Cook and you real quick. 2 for 12, 0 for 3, man. That's unacceptable. All these role players that played tonight, unacceptable performance again. You know, I'm just, you know what? I feel like going through this right now could help a team. This is what we're going through right now. We're gonna be have championship character in the sense that we can overcome this. I feel like. You know, any team that goes through this can overcome it. Just like 2009 Lakers. They'll be struggling sometimes. 2010, they struggled before the playoffs and they geared it up. You know, even Cleveland, even Miami, you know, when they had LeBron and Kyrie, there'd be times where they would be playing around and all that stuff and they turned it up. You know what I mean? But we'll see, man. If Lakers, here's the thing, I'm going to keep it real. If the Lakers get into the playoffs, like the way they're playing, it's going to be a long playoffs now. It's just never experienced something like this before, you know. Best team in the West, and we end up playing like, I don't know. I just feel like we're not. I don't know. We just feel like we're disengaged since that Clipper game.
What's that? A picture of behind you,
Kobe.
And what game was that?
81.
You don't have nobody on that team that can do that. You don't have nobody in there mentally tough like that. You don't have nobody on that roster, not LeBron, not Anthony Davis, that has that dog in them like that. They don't have that type of player. They don't have no player on that team that's going to light a fire on the rest of the guys and get them back in order. They need that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. But Ron, what about Rondo? Like, Rondo.
What about Rondo?
Do you think he could, because he's supposedly at the bubble now, rehabbing, but maybe he comes in, veteran leader, talks some sense into them, you know? But I agree with what you're saying. Nobody has that Kobe Bryant mentality, you know, so.
Nobody has the mama mentality.
Nope.
You can just tell, like, God, I mean, look, I'm not going to sit there. They NBA superstars. They're NBA players. They're in the NBA for a reason.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong. They're a talented group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to, you know, that dog, that fight, like, it's now or, you know, it's now or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got legacies on the line. Anthony Davis wasn't winning nothing in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
He came to L.A., took a massive pay cut because he wanted a legacy. He wanted to be a part of something special.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just look, even when AD has big nights and good performances or whatever, it's not like one of those things where he's, you know, trash talking, or it's just like he just sneaks up on a 40-point game. And it's not like, you know, it just sticks out. You look at the box score, like, man, AD had 40-something points. It's not like, man, AD is like out there just, you know, giving it to him. You know, you're not like really looking at AD. It's like you look at the end of the game. I was like, man, oh, AD had 40 points. Like, I didn't know he had so many points. But it's not like one of those things where, like, man, AD was like, they could do nothing with AD tonight. Mm. You know, it's just, I mean, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You know, LeBron used to be like that in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, where he, look at the box.
Dominance.
Yeah. A lot of people think that AD's soft. What do you think about that?
I agree. Yes. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. You talking about when he plays the five or just in general?
In general. He doesn't strike me as a guy that, like a Shaq.
Mm.
Like, you don't have bigs that are terrified to go up against Anthony Davis. Oh, yeah, Anthony Davis on the roster. You know, like, he's not going to move your center off the block or anything like that. I mean, just even just tonight, this was his night to be 6'10".
Yeah.
You no starting player, not nobody on that Houston roster is over 6'8".
Yeah.
That happened
when I went to the game. AD, they double teamed him, and he went nowhere. He left the building. When AD gets double teamed, he clicks out, and that's weird. I've never seen players do that. When they get double teamed, they don't know how to recover from it. You know,
I saw a play.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was roaming around the perimeter, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the lane was wide open.
Mm.
If you're playing,
is that when Jeff Green did that dunk? That when Jeff Green came in and dunked it?
Then McLemore came in and laid it up. You know, like, you're out there playing the five. Why are you on James Harden? James Harden just shot it right in his face.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. But I'm actually kind of glad we're going through this, because we're going to figure it out and we're going to get better from it.
I hope you're right.
That's what great championship teams do. They go through situations, and this can make or break this Laker team, what we're going through right now. It can make or break us, and if it breaks us, then we don't deserve to win a championship. But if we overcome it and get better and work on it every day, our shots will eventually fall. Just keep shooting. You know, just keep shooting. It's going to go on eventually. It's a make or miss league. You know, it's going to go on eventually. Just keep shooting, Lakers. Just keep doing your thing. Just keep shooting. But how do you feel like, do you think Kuzma should start? He had 19 points tonight. He's playing great defense on Harden at times. But he's inconsistent too as well.
I mean, he's been playing pretty good in the bubble though.
Yeah. And also too, I'm going to be real. I feel like the Lakers are affected by not having fans. That's how I see
it. You might be right. I mean, if anybody's affected, it'd be LeBron. Because if you think about LeBron, his whole entire career, from high school to the NBA, he's had packed arenas.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing in front of a large group of people. Mm-hmm. So you might be right, because he's always gotten up for the crowd. He's always, you know, played into the crowd. Like, you remember when he used to play for Cleveland and he played for Miami. He would get out there, you know, get his powder.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah,
the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see that no more. That's like one of his things. Like, he was, you know, it was entertaining, but you know, at the bubble, it's just hoop. You're just playing basketball.
Yeah,
you
it's crazy.
I mean, I can understand that, but I from a basketball standpoint, you know, it shouldn't affect your play. But if you're used to something. Being there, like, say for instance, you know, because basketball is about consistency.
Yeah.
And if it's something that's been altered or whatever, you know, that plays into the mental aspect of your game. And so when you get out of the game mentally, the physical aspect follows suit with the mental.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. Also, too, remember the first game that the Lakers played, LeBron was dead beat from it?
Yeah, he looked winded, he looked tired, but they had 4 months off.
Yeah, and Daniel Artest made a interesting point. He said that the Lakers are just rusty right now for being off 4 to 5 months, but I just feel like that's got to stop being an excuse right now. We got to get together, and Avery Bradley is a big missing part. Rondo is too, but we just got to put our big boy pants on, keep putting in the work each and every practice, learn from it, watch film, and get better. This Laker team's going to be okay, because we can't. If we panic, then what's that going to do? You know, we just got to look at film, get better, and keep it pushing. You know, I feel like it's going to make or break us. I really feel like it will, you know.
Well, the Lakers haven't really been dominant all year. I mean, they got the number one seed. They mm-hmm. got the 50-win season, but they've mm-hmm. been, like, really highly efficient. But they haven't just, like, blowed a team out. They haven't just buried a team. They've just been, mm-hmm. been efficient at winning. And they don't have a fiery head coach that, you know, just get in there and you know, be like, you know, like, let's win. Let's, like getting the guys up and you know, that fiery head coach. You know, they had Phil Jackson. You know, when they had Phil Jackson, they won championships. He mm-hmm. wasn't really a fiery head coach either. But he was the Zen master. He could mm-hmm. be able to get a production out of you with his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to meditate. They used to, like, he did all kinds of crazy stuff, and he got production out of, like, the smallest guy, like the least guy you expect. He out there hitting big shots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. This Lakers squad, this year's Laker, we're going to make the playoffs. Thank God we're making the playoffs, but we cannot be just content on making the playoffs. We are the Los Angeles Lakers, 16-time champions. That banner behind you means something.
Hell yeah, it does.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and we don't play that.
You can't go in here in the playoffs pussyfooting, man. Like, you have to go in there. You are the Los Angeles Lakers. You are the second leading franchise in NBA titles.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the opportunity to tie up Boston. We have Anthony Davis. We have LeBron James. We have two of the greatest duos in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
They're top five players in NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go in there and make a statement. And right now, the looking, I don't know what we're going to see when the playoff starts. And I think it starts in a couple weeks.
I agree.
It's very concerning to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because some Laker fans, they're excited about making the playoffs. And some Laker fans I talked to, I was like, if Lakers don't win, how are you going to feel? It's okay. At least we made the playoffs. For me, hell no. If we make the playoffs and don't win, it's a complete failure. I don't care what anybody says. LeBron may say, oh, we made the playoffs the last 6 years. Lakers haven't made the playoffs. So I'm okay with that. Or that's an achievement. Hell no. For me, Big Baby Jonathan, man, if we make the playoffs and lose in the first round or second round and fans are okay with that, then, you know, you don't have the mentality like Kobe. Because you remember when, I don't know if you saw that video, when Kobe was up 2-0 and they asked him a question, you satisfied for being up 2-0? And he was like, no, well, what's to be happy about? Job ain't finished. So what I'm saying is, that's why one of the things I miss about Kobe, man, playing. You know, he would probably, if Kobe was on this Laker team with Anthony Davis, Kuzma, Kobe Bryant would be irritated. You know, he'd be pissed off. He'd probably light a fire under him. And if we do not win the championship, I don't care what any Laker fan says. This will be a complete failure. I don't care what people say. We're all about championship. We ain't all about, we made the playoffs. Congratulations. You want a high five? Hell no. Us, we're all about banners. Just like behind me, if we don't win, it's a complete failure, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Nobody on that Lakers team could have played with Kobe. Nobody. Not even LeBron. Not Anthony Davis. None of them could match up with the intensity that this man did, his work ethic. Nobody. They wouldn't have fit with Kobe.
And that's the thing I wish would have happened, Kobe and LeBron being teammates, because I feel like Kobe Bryant would have blown fire up in LeBron. I feel like Kobe would have been on his ass every day. You'd be like, what are you doing taking a selfie on TikTok? Get off social media, bro. Come on, bro. Like, even during the All-Star game when Kobe was playing defense on LeBron, like, getting in his face, he was like, come on, let's go. Like, come back at me. You know, when he blocked, remember when he blocked him? And then the ball went off LeBron's hand. LeBron was just like, all lackadaisical. Look, Kobe was giving him an earful about it. You know, I just miss Kobe, man. Just basketball-wise, and then his knowledge and his great wisdom, man.
There'll never be another Kobe Bryant.
Nope. But, hey, NBA, Lakers basketball's back. We wanted it. We missed it. And we got to go through things to get better from it. So, here it is.
If I had to go through all this just to get back Laker basketball and to see this, man, just keep it. Because, I mean, just for me, like, this is not what I want to see going into the playoffs. It's mm-hmm. very concerning. It's very nerve-wracking. And they're going to have to figure this out rather quickly. Because they have some teams that will bury them behind that three-point shot. Mm-hmm. And if you're not taking three-point shots and you're not making three-point shots, if you're taking them, you're useless.
Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe Frank Vogel needs to ramp up practice a little bit more. Because I noticed that when I watched JaVale McGee vlog, they're playing, like, they're fishing. And maybe the Lakers need to pull back on doing those activities. Maybe the Lakers need to say, okay, enough with the fish, enough with playing video games, enough with playing Madden. We need to start practicing. 6 a.m. practice. Work on free throws, work on three-pointers, and change it up. You know, maybe Frank Vogel, what if a starting lineup has to be implemented, a new starting lineup to change the rotation and change the momentum? They may have to happen.
They need to do, like, more mental exercises than just physical. They can play basketball. They're in the bubble. They don't have nothing to do but hoop. But they need to do, like, you know, try to figure out what guys' mental are, their mental state. Like, there's the mental aspect of the game really not being understood. A lot of people are not really considering that mental part of the basketball game, what they're going through. The adversity of playing in this bubble, like you talked about, these guys being away from their family, that impacts people mentally. They might be, you know, going through something mentally, and this needs to be addressed before this playoffs kicks off. Like, you cannot miss the playoffs, make the playoffs, and be out. Like, we have to make a statement. This has to correlate in the championship.
And you know who it's going to fall on if that happens?
LeBron.
Yep, LeBron.
But then he points fingers when he loses, and I don't want to hear that.
Nope, that he has to take responsibility. If you make a mistake, my bad. Okay, you know how some, like, certain players or certain quarterbacks in the NFL, they'll be like, let's say, perfect example, Patrick Mahomes throws an interception in the Super Bowl and they lost the game. Patrick Mahomes will be like, that was my bad. We lost because of me. There's players like, we lost because of me. You know, not certain plays. We lost because I made a mistake. You know, I guarantee you if LeBron somehow, let's say we lose in the first round, LeBron's going to be like, oh, we didn't have Avery Bradley. He'll start pointing fingers. Nope. LeBron, you're the best player in the league, best player on the planet. Show it in this playoffs. You got to show it. And there's times I feel like LeBron's tentative. I really feel like he's saving his energy. Like, I don't see that the same LeBron like it was in the earlier in the year before the pandemic happened. Yeah. I don't see that aggression. I don't. And this is one of the reasons why I get upset at LeBron. And, you know, you arguably the best, to some people, the best player overall in the history of the NBA. To me, it's Kobe. You know, you may have different, everybody may have different, but I just don't see that. Give me the ball, clear out, get out of my way. I see it at times, but LeBron picks and chooses when to do that. He needs to do that consistently every game. You know, it's like if I was the size of LeBron and had the great basketball skills, I'd be dominating every play. You know, if they throw a double team, kick it out to somebody, give me the ball back and clear out. That's just how I feel sometimes about LeBron. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, he you can just tell that he's not the same LeBron that we've been accustomed to seeing. While we were talking, I did see an interesting stat
mm-hmm.
that we kind of talked about, but I want to go into a little bit detail about it, about the three-point shooting in this game.
Oh, I seen it too.
The Houston Rockets made 21 three-pointers. That's 63 points. You want to take a guess about what the Lakers shot?
The last two games?
No, today.
2 for 19.
They scored 2 3-pointers. That's 60 points. It's kind of hard to beat a team if they made 21 threes. This is how this Houston roster is constructed. The three-point shot. They live and die by the three-point shot.
Uh-huh.
Why you think they went out and got Robert Covington?
Shoot the three.
Why you think they got rid of their center?
Three-point shooting. And here's the thing. Lakers are playing good. There was a couple possessions. Lakers were playing great defense, rotating. Harden would just throw it out the top of the key to Robert Covington. Lakers would just stop and just. And every time that happened, I'm like, go ahead, hope he makes it. Lakers got to learn to close out or force them to drive even in the corner. P.J. Tucker was wide open. I'm like, I hope he makes that. And then he made it. I was like, Lakers got to learn.
I mean, Anthony Davis had the lane wide open, so they would have been able to come in there and do whatever they want to do inside, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I just – AD
needs to leave. You can't leave the back door open and expect nobody to come in. You gotta secure that back door. You got to make sure, like – And like, if you got a house, you don't need a door wide open.
No, hell no.
You see what I'm saying? It's like you gotta make sure you got a security system by that door, man. You need to have guys thinking about that. You remember, like, in the old school, you had little guys coming into the lane or whatever. They either gonna get they shot blocked or they gonna get an elbow. You're not just coming like
buying
in
them. Just like buying them on Berea.
Damn, man! Like, you don't have no dog like that in the middle. You can't let just these little guys come in there like you 6'10", dude. Like, you have to make a statement, make guys think about coming there on you.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, man.
Yeah, I agree. And where's JaVale McGee? Where's he at? He needs to do a better job of closing the lane, too. It's like, damn.
Listen, JaVale McGee, I wasn't high on him when we got him.
Mm-hmm.
But he has some good games. He's done pretty good, but he was highly inconsistent with Golden State. I didn't really like how he played with Golden State. You know, if you track his career, like, it's a wonder he's actually still in the league.
Mm-hmm.
If he hadn't won those titles, he didn't flip that switch in Golden State, he'd probably be out right now.
Let me ask you this real quick before I forget. Do you think the Lakers should have kept DeMarcus Cousins?
Right now? Yeah, like, yes.
I feel 100%. Like that would have been... who do we cut him for who? With J.R. Smith?
The Morris boy.
And you were talking about someone had that dog in him to get the team going, I think, if we had a Cousins still. I bet your Cousins would have been healthy, probably.
Well, he's a liability defensively, too.
True. But he would bring that passion. But I feel like Lakers need to sign him next year. I already feel like we have a deal in place for him. Wink, wink, stay in the facility, blah, 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 blah. But
he's the best five, the best passing five. Like, he can actually make good passes and swing the ball out and get guys set up. So he's a good playmaking five, and he can shoot threes too. But I don't know, man. Final thoughts, man.
Lakers, just get it together. We'll be all right. We'll be all right, man. We can't panic, because if we panic, then what us fans going to do if we scream and yell? Oh, just let them. Lakers will figure it out. And I feel like this, if we can overcome this and win the championship, then we're championship battle tested. I feel like we will. What about you, man? What are your final thoughts?
I just think that, you know, we're Laker fans. We are pushing the panic button a little early, because, you know, the playoffs hasn't started yet. Playoffs is different. We're going to be able to see what we actually have, but, man, we got to get together.
Most definitely, man, but we got to get together. We'll bounce back on Saturday, but Indiana's a team that people need to watch out for in the East.
I'm not buying
that. But we'll talk about that for a different time, but I'm going to end this Laker now. I just want to thank Corey for coming on, man. Thanks for coming on, man. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir.